Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, is there a lag again already?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. No,
yeah.
You had that pause, and I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. The over-under's 3.5 on how many times that I have connectivity issues. So.
Yeah, I'd stick with that, yeah.
Place your fucking bets. Yeah. Place your bets.
At least. And I'll probably have at least one or two for some reason I don't have usually have any except for when I'm recording with you.
Huh. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's probably because when you're recording with me, you're doing other things like probably porn or
a lot of times because when we're talking, you'll bring up subjects and I'll freaking look it up real quick and stuff like that. So yeah.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of subjects to fucking
cram in tonight. Yeah,
cover today. I don't even know where to start. Well, I brought up gambling, right? I put odds out. We went to the casino, and
how'd that go?
Both me and Tosh walked out up for the first time I think ever.
Nice.
Sometimes it's one of us. Most of the time, it's neither of us. This time she hit a couple $100 on a slot, and we were walking, basically circling the casino to walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this NFL machine, and I said, "Fuck it, I'm down $100 already." I'm like, "I'm gonna throw in $20." I popped in $20. I had no clue what the fuck was going on. All I know is I picked the Seahawks because you pick your team, and I picked the Seahawks, and next thing you know, I'm winning the Super Bowl. And then I picked the Chargers, and I was winning the Super Bowl, and I was up $400.
Well, there you go.
Within probably about an hour. Maybe a little less than an hour, maybe. So, yeah, Seahawks won the Super Bowl. Chargers won the Super Bowl. I won $400, and that's what Fantasy World is like.
Yeah.
That's what Fantasy World is like.
That would be Fantasy World.
Yeah. As everybody probably heard, speaking of NFL, Jason Kelce retired.
Yep.
Did you see any of that speech?
I saw a little bit of it, but it was in the middle of the fucking day, so I had stuff I was doing, and I haven't gone back and watched it. I've wanted to, I just haven't had the option or the chance yet.
Clips of it were all over my For You page, and so last night I popped it on YouTube on the TV and watched it. I think I fucking love that guy.
No, everything, especially once because I've started listening to their podcast a little bit here and there. I love everything about that guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I wish I would have found him a long time ago. He is, yeah.
Minus the hard work and dedication part, he reminds me of us.
Yeah.
Family man, but you wouldn't know it unless you know him, mm-hmm. right? We don't necessarily portray that portion in the public.
No.
You know, I mean, fucking the love for his he's got a great little spiel. I mean, fucking women's panties. Thank God we're both married, because expectations of a husband just went fucking through the roof with his little speech about his wife. You know, no, it was fantastic. I did see, I don't know whether it's a podcast or whatever, but up on my For You page, some guy just going off. Because he wore fucking warm-ups and a sleeveless shirt to his own press conference.
Yeah.
And some guy was like, "You're a fucking professional. You called this press conference. It's your retirement press conference. And you couldn't even put on a fucking polo shirt, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, what the fuck?
And I think that's one of the things. If he wore a polo shirt, I think I would have less respect for him. The fact that he walked up there to his press conference as himself.
If he wore a polo shirt, it better have been a black tie affair, and that was his version of dressing up. Like,
because it's not him. I mean, he went up there as Jason Kelce, and I mean, the guy during the Super Bowl was doing shots out of a fucking bowling ball.
That was the AFC Championship or
the AFC Championship game, whatever. He's doing shots out of a freaking bowling ball in the middle of Buffalo with Buffalo fans, and you know, jumping out of the suite. With no shirt on, screaming like a lunatic, and it's like you expect that guy to show up in a suit and tie. Or a polo shirt, even?
After his retirement speech yesterday, he had the fire department light a table on fire, and he jumped through that motherfucker. Because that was what he wanted to do in Buffalo. Like, I don't know if you heard that part on his podcast yet or whatever, but he said that was the one regret, was he didn't get to go through the table like Bill's Mafia all do. Like, he wanted to, he just never didn't get the opportunity.
Yeah.
And so he had the fire department light a table on fire, and he jumped off the back of the fire truck through it. Yeah. Fucking fantastic.
Like I said, that's the thing. He went out the way he went out as him. And then I saw, like, last night that they were at the Cleveland Cavaliers, or last night or the night before at the Cleveland game, getting recognized there and doing stuff.
Yeah. And I like both Kelce brothers, right? Travis is fine, mm-hmm. too. What it reminds me of, not necessarily personalities, but just their, like, how I like them,
mm-hmm.
right, would be Steve Howes and John Howes.
Yeah.
Like, Steve's my buddy. We've been friends forever. And John's kind of that little douchey brother who we used to push to the side all the time. And now that we're adults, you're like, all right, let's, you know, we can all go have a beer together, have fun. You're a cool dude, but, you know, Travis definitely has that little bro vibe.
Which, if you listen to the podcast, he really does in the podcast. You can tell he is the little brother.
Yeah.
Like, he has followed Jason through, like, he mentions it constantly. Like, the only reason I did every sport I did was because Jason did it first.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be like Jason.
Oh, I'm sure. Especially as close as they are.
Yeah.
Right? One of the things Jason said in his speech was, they have no cousins. They have one aunt, one uncle. Neither one of them had kids. So he was like, it was me and Travis the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, there was no extended family we were all with where maybe I was with the cousins my age and Travis was with the, you know, there was none of that. So, no, it's cool. Congrats. Honestly, I hope he finds TV. And I'm sure he'll have any TV gig he wants.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, for my jealousy, like, to be honest, I don't even know if I want him to find TV. I want him to be I want him to be like the fucking Jackson Mahomes, except way less asshole-ish, way less fucking douchebag, but be at every one of Travis's games.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want. So, oh.
I think he's either going to find something in broadcasting, or I could see him staying with Philadelphia as a coach.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I did read today they offered him $9 million to come back next year, and he turned it down. So, it could be,
well, because I mean, he was still considered one of the best, if not the best, center in the league.
Yeah.
You know, even last year. So, I mean, he's retiring, you know, before, you know, where a lot of times people play till they're just beat up to a point they can barely play anymore. He's like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah, and he should. Three little girls. I think all three of them are under five.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you and I both know that's the time you know, really don't want to miss.
Yeah. It's the time you want back when you get to, you know, where we are now.
Mm-hmm. And then, speaking of girls, both my girls made the high school team.
It's awesome.
We'll just lay it out there. They both made the C team. Bella is the first alternate for JV. So, that's good. I did get some, they made C team, who, you know, blah, blah, blah. I actually heard that from people. People I know. And here's what I got to say. I think 12 girls got cut. So basically a full team got cut, including seniors, returning upperclassmen, and my two girls made it. So, yeah, fuck you. I'm ecstatic, so.
Which is awesome. I mean, yeah, they're good players, and, you know.
I'm not ecstatic about is my birthday weekend. I now have to go to Hoquiam. Jamboree tournament that they got to be in. And we have to be there Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Well, that's a fucking lame birthday weekend.
which means we got to leave here at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
No, that, I don't miss that.
That was my thought altogether. But yeah, I'm super pumped. I'm like super pumped. So
that's awesome.
It's kind of weird. I normally go to practice about, they get done at 5:30. So I normally will leave here between 5 and 5:15, and I'll sit in the parking lot, and where the parking lot sits at right field, you can see the entire field.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll park there and I'll watch, you know, the last parts of practice or whatever. And I'm sure the people parked next to me waiting to pick up their kids got to think I'm fucking psycho.
Probably.
I watch them fuck up, and you can see me like pounding the steering wheel, like screaming in the car. You know, I watch them make a good play, and I'll fucking clap it up and give myself high five in the fucking car. Like, I become that fucking guy.
Which is awesome. I mean, it's your girls. I mean, it's one of those things, you got to be proud of them. And also all those years of training them and teaching them and coaching them, when they fuck up, you're like, what the fuck?
Well, and I'm super excited. All five girls that I've coached that are had a chance to move to this level all made the team.
That's awesome.
So, you know, it makes me feel good as a coach, right?
I know. It does. It's one of those things that when someone you've coached takes it to that next level, it makes you feel good.
And we had our parent meeting last night, like the mandatory couple meetings. One was the all sports, so fucking all the track parents are there and all the baseball parents are there and soccer and going over the athletic director rules and expectations and blah, blah, blah. And then we had just the softball meeting afterwards, and it was the same thing. I was listening to the head varsity coach talking about, oh, we have one of my alumni is playing at Oregon State, and Oregon State's coming to UW, so we're going to do a day where we all go watch that game. You know, so we can see so-and-so. I don't know who the fuck it was, but actually,
awesome.
Actually, I do. I'm just trying not to badmouth it, just in case anybody ever listens to this. Last name's Higa.
Is what?
Higa.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, my fucking thoughts exactly. I'm assuming granddaughter?
I would assume.
At this age, right?
Because I would think that if it was a daughter, I mean, his daughter should be our age.
Super, super, super senior? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, but anyways, I'm sure my excitement will keep the listening base here informed every week on things happening.
It's awesome.
Via that. So it's super cool. I think I'm living vicariously through them. I didn't play high school sports, you know.
No.
After my freshman year, when I tried out for basketball and day one, the coach told me he already had the team picked. I'm wasting my time. I went, oh, this is a political bullshit.
Yeah, that's why Zoe didn't play softball in high school. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing. Once she went to try out, she's like, I got my team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so that was cool. And then, all right, I know it's been a week longer than we were hoping, but I saw your pictures. How was it?
It was amazing. There's supposed to be more pictures, I'm hoping. Because the problem is I didn't take a lot besides of a few that I took with my phone because I just didn't want to pull it out and all that because they had cameras everywhere. Oh, so, what's that?
You said pull it out. You didn't want to pull it out.
Yeah, you know. But they had cameras everywhere, so I'm hoping they have some more because I did the walk with Ethan Suplee, so I actually got to meet and talk to him, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And then there was the pictures. You saw the pictures with Jay and Silent Bob.
Yep.
Which was awesome. I was trashed at that point. But
I looked at that picture, and I think there was a couple different, like, snaps. Yeah. But one of them I looked at, you've got the biggest fucking smile on your face, like both of them had a thumb in your ass and you were loving life. And then Bob's, you know, Kevin Smith has his normal cheesy photo smile. It's the same everywhere. Muse is giving the devil horns. And then I pan over to Amber, and she's like, fucking Christ.
Like, she's the one that wanted this.
There's barely a smirk. I know, but just,
I know.
You know, you probably know more, way more. Public emotion is not necessarily Amber's thing.
No.
And there was no sense of enjoyment. Like, you got Muse, rock on. You got you with just this fucking, I am on ecstasy smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got, you know, Kevin Smith doing his thing. And then you look at Amber and you're like, oh, somebody's not having a good. My first thought was, oh, shit. It's only 68 degrees. She's pissed. It's cold.
Pretty much. That was kind of, well, and I mean, the thing is, too, is, I mean, by the time we got there, we'd been in line for like almost 2 hours. So, and of course, I stopped at every bar and had a drink on the way through. But, I mean, there was a couple times, too, like, hold on, hold my place. I'll be right back. I need to go over that bar over there. But it was because she bought the drink package. I had to make sure we got our money's worth.
Yeah.
So I was drinking a lot. They had my favorite drink was the Bahama Mama, but they called it the Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
Nice.
So you got to go up and order the Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
That's awesome. But
there was a couple other ones that had different names. They actually had a Movies. There was Movie. I don't know if you saw the pictures of the Movies.
Oh, the Movies. Restaurant. Movie.
No, Movies.
Yep.
They had a Movies restaurant on board. So I got to eat like the Movies food, and I got hater tots.
All the vegan shit.
Oh, there was one. There was vegan. I didn't eat the vegan one, but they had the cow tipper hamburger and, you know, all that.
Are you sure that wasn't an Impossible Burger?
What?
Are you sure that wasn't like?
No, they did have an Impossible Burger. There was one, but there was the cow tipper was really
okay because they do that Movies pop up restaurant that they've traveled around the country at just random times, and they're all vegan.
Oh yeah, see, this one's not all vegan. There was real meat. There was a chicken one too. So, but yeah, it was good. Movies was decent. That was fun. They did two different script readings. Mallrats 2. So I know what Mallrats 2 is supposed to be, if they ever make it. And then the other one was, and this is one I want to see. It's actually, it's supposed to be a cartoon called Moose Jaw.
Oh.
And it's in Canada, and it's basically Jaws, but it's a fucking moose. So they got everyone up on stage, and I mean, you had, you know, Kevin Smith, Muse, Jason Lee, Ethan Suplee, the guy who plays, Dante. Elias.
Oh, Elias, okay.
They had Dante, they had, you know, Jeff Anderson, you know, Randall. They had all of them up there, and then a couple of ladies, like his wife was there, and they all read different parts for it. His wife read the part that was Shannon Doherty for Mallrats.
Okay.
So, but it was very interesting.
That's cool.
So, I mean, yeah. So Mallrats 2 is the whole idea of it was, it sounds freaking amazing. I hope he gets to make it. And then the thing that was cool too, is what I didn't realize till he mentioned it. The Sunday was actually the 6-year anniversary from his heart attack.
Oh, I saw that on his Instagram, actually. Yes.
Yeah. So he spent his anniversary, heart attack anniversary with us on the cruise. And it went so well, the cruise did. And they're like, yeah, we didn't think this was going to work. And he's like, we sold out so fast. And they've already said that they're doing it 2026. They're doing it again.
Oh, but 2 years, not next year.
Yeah, 2 years.
So what's that tell you? Because I know what it tells me. That sometime between now and 2026, one of those two scripts will be made, or they already had something else in the works that they didn't announce.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm wondering, if there's something that they're working on next year that they wouldn't be able to. But it was cool. So, I mean, you got to kind of, you know, I didn't see Kevin Smith on the ship at all, but I did see Jason Mewes just roaming around. I saw Ethan Suplee at the restaurant, but it was one of those ones I didn't want to be that fan and like run up to him and like, oh my God, give me a picture. I just kind of, you know, nodded at him and waved and like moved on. But I did get to talk to Ethan Suplee, like I said, when he did a Sunday morning, he did a walk, you know, like a walked a mile around the ship.
Okay. Nice.
So Yeah, so it was cool. It was really good. Like I said, I spent pretty much the whole time. I was never like blackout, like pukey, fall over drunk, but I was very well buzzed pretty much the whole time I was on the boat.
So you were the person you were worried about the boat being full of.
What, just a drunken moron?
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't. Like I said, I was buzzed, but I wasn't like fall over drunk. And there really wasn't that many. Like, it was really, really interesting because of the fact that it was being a themed cruise. It was pretty much, it was like me and you. It was like us on the cruise,
Yeah.
pretty much, because it was all fans of the show. So where when you get like a lot of other cruises I've done, it's just a random mix of stupid people, drunk people, annoying people. This, there really wasn't any insanely drunk people. There was Dante did a pub crawl. Brian O'Halloran did a pub crawl twice because the first one sold out, so they had to do it again.
Oh.
Yeah, two different nights.
Nice. Now, what they do for entertain, like, so like a normal cruise ship, right? You may have a casino, you'll have a comedy room, you'll have, a dance hall with live music or things. Was that type of shit still, or was it all
Yes.
based
Yeah.
around them?
It was based around them, but they still had that stuff. They had Jason Mewes came up and he did his, because I guess he has a touring comedy show that he does with two comedians. Those two comedians were on the ship. They're fucking hilarious. AJ something, and I can't remember the other guy, but they were cracked me up. They were great. Would not make it in Seattle. But Jason Mewes, of course, did his. He was hilarious. And then Soul Asylum was on the ship. And they did a concert, and then there was like four or five other like lesser known bands that were on the ship that were in different places that
Soul
you could catch as you
Asylum
were
is
going.
pretty lesser known.
Well, yeah, I mean, but let's put it this way. Soul Asylum, I kind of watched them as I was running laps
If it
barefoot
wasn't
around.
for the song of all the runaway kids, like that's all I remember from them is that video where it was literally just picture after picture of missing children.
Well, the way they had the stage was set up like on the where the pool was, and then the running track that they have was right behind the stage. So I was running laps barefoot around the thing, doing a 5K while Soul Asylum was going.
A buzzed 5K while Soul Asylum is going.
Barefoot.
Yeah, I noticed in your fucking pictures too, you're wearing flip-flops.
That's only because I
No?
got like kicked out of like two different restaurants for not wearing shoes. Because it'd be before the flip flops, I was just freaking barefoot every chance I got. I can't.
That's
We've
fucking
had this
gross.
argument before.
I would have
I
thrown
don't
you
like
overboard.
shoes. I don't like shoes. I'll go barefoot. Like when we go to Hawaii, my shoes come off and I don't put them on until someone makes me.
That's
I
fucking
will be barefoot
gross.
walking down the street.
That is fucking gross.
Yeah, I
All
know.
of it's fucking gross. So you're like, you are literally, you make this cruise sound like it was hell. A 5K barefoot while Buzz listening to Soul Asylum. Did Satan
Well, I had to
pop?
make Soul Asylum,
Did Satan
somewhat good.
pop up out of the fucking pool? Was the shit demon there? Jesus.
No. But I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I had a blast. And then once we got back, we had time on Monday when we got back, so we drove down to Key West and went to Margaritaville.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, but yeah,
Nice.
it was a great trip. Wasn't as long as I wanted it to be. I'm hoping they're thinking that if they do it again next in 2 years when they do that, that it might be at least a day longer. So, because what was re the hard part though is because there's so much going on, because they did have like a poker tournament that Jay Muse was in and all that stuff that you had to like actually really earn your way, play poker, and then earn your way into the finals with Jason Muse. There was like a trivia night that they did with Brian O'Halloran and another one of the guys. They had a couple of different podcasts that you could watch and record. I mean, there was something going constantly. There
Nice.
was something. The only time there wasn't was is the Saturday we went to Nassau. And while we were in Nassau, there was nothing. So, but then the thing that sucked is the one day there was nothing, it was cloudy and raining. So, which is the time that I would have been up on the deck, sitting there in the sun,
Yeah.
reading a book or whatever. But yeah,
Passing out.
so.
Yeah.
But it was I loved it. I mean, I had a blast. I will never use Avis car rental again. They're fucking retarded. No.
I think most car rental places are.
Oh, no. This one was horrible. Horrible.
What'd they do?
Well, it was one of those ones because we got off the boat. We picked the one where we get a, you know, straight to the Avis. Went to Avis. We weren't the only ones, of course. They had one person working and no cars.
Oh. Yeah, you were pre-signed up for them.
Yeah. We were pre-signed up. We were supposed to get our car at 10. We got there at 9:30. We think we left sometime after 12:30. And they basically just gave us a minivan that had a quarter tank of gas. They're like, yeah, this is what we have. Take it or leave it. We're like, whatever. So it's like, but we can bring it back with a quarter tank of gas. They're like, yeah, that's fine. Like, okay.
Yeah, I'd be checking. But there was like everyone was getting pissed.
Well, and the thing was too is like the office was like in an old like storefront that was maybe as big as my office right here.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just it was bad.
Well, I mean, it kind of sucks to end that way, but you know.
It does, but like I said, we ended up still going down to Key West and all that stuff. But
in the minivan.
And then what was the other thing? Yeah, we took the minivan to Key West, and then the other one that was the hotel, fucking hotel. When we checked it, when we went to like set up the hotel, they said they had a shuttle to the cruise lines. So we're like, cool, because we got there the day before. We're like, perfect. We get there and we're like, as we're checking, when does the shuttle to the cruise lines leave? Oh yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Oh.
Then we go to get dinner. Everything on the menu. Yeah, I want this. Yeah, we're out of that. What about this? Yeah, we're out of that.
So Florida's like, okay, just fucked up.
Yeah. I'm like, what about the Monterey chicken? We don't have any Monterey cheese, but we can put American cheese on it.
Yeah.
Fucking really? Yeah, it was pretty bad. So
fuck.
But the cruise was great. The cruise was the best part. Every like other part of Miami, I'm like, fuck this place.
Well, oh, sorry. I just got an update. My grail is here.
Your what?
My grail.
Your grail.
My grail.
Okay.
My holy grail.
The holy grail?
Of Pez.
Nice.
I finally broke down and bought one. A 1956 nice. Popeye Pez. And I just got the delivery notification.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I just hope it's in as good a shape as the pictures made it look like.
Let's hope so. That's the one thing that always drives me nuts. It looks great in the pictures, then it shows up and you're like, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that. I don't know if you remember Bionic 6
mm-hmm.
from when we were a kid, but the action figures were G.I. Joes, but they were made of die-cast metal.
Yes.
And I've slowly been procuring them for the last few years. They were one of my favorite toy lines when I was a kid. And I started buying them again, and I got down to needing one person, the main bad guy, Clunk, and I found one on eBay for, I think, $25, $30, something like that. It wasn't too bad. And I bought it, and I took it out of the package, and the fucking leg fell off. And like,
so you get for taking out of the package.
And not, I meant the box that they sent it in. It wasn't in the package. Yeah. I don't take anything out of the package.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm like, what? You know,
three of the characters I bought and are still, like, it came mint on card or whatever. And they're still in it, even though the other ones are loose. But, so I took it out of the bubble wrap and blah, 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 and the leg fucking fell off. I went back and read the description. It says nothing's broke. I looked at the pictures. They show him standing, everything. And when I messaged the guy, he was like, oh, yeah, just send it back. Like, he fucking knew it.
Wow.
No, I was pissed. So, yeah, that was the last thing I bought on eBay until this. So I'm kind of hoping that's not fucked up. But anyway.
Well, let's hope not.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I got a little chubby there.
Thoughts and prayers.
But I also just got, so we have this thing at work, Monster Bucks or whatever that you earn.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy stuff out of this swag shop. And they had a tow hitch cover. With the Monster emblem on it. And so I bought one for the truck. It showed up today. I take it out of the package, and the fucking Monster decal falls right off of it. In two parts. I'm like, what the fuck? I hop back on the shop to see if there's another one available, and we're sold out. So I'm stuck with it.
That's some bullshit.
It looks like the glue or the weld or whatever came loose or, like, failed. I'm sure, because in this, like, swag shop we get, it's nothing that we're producing new now. It's nothing like the stores get or anything like that. It's all the leftover inventory shit. And so I'm sure just sitting in that box and in a storage unit fucking somewhere, probably not temperature controlled. It looks probably like not. They were just little dabs of JB Weld trying to hold it on. So I might get a little soldering gun and make sure it's on there. But, oh, and then, fuck, I got a lot of shit today.
You do?
I come home and my new bed's there. Me and Tosh bought a new bed for the first time in 12 years.
Wow.
Did we talk about this last time we recorded?
No.
Oh my God, you're going to fucking die. I'm still dying about it. Just because it's unexpected from Tosh. So we got our taxes back, and she told me one of the main things she wanted with the taxes was a new bed. So she'd been profusely shopping for a new bed. Whether it be online, she went to Costco to get her fucking medicine and was looking at the beds Costco had. And she came home one night after Costco and was like, oh, so I started looking at these beds and blah, blah, blah. And that was like on a Tuesday or Wednesday. And then Saturday she said something about having to go to Costco to get gas, which we never do. And she kind of was like, and I'm like, you want me to go with you? Well, no, you don't have to. So anyways, we went. We look at the beds, and she wasn't sure she was sold on them now, looking at them again with me. So she's reading review. I go, did you read the reviews on it? Like, that'll tell us things. And she Googled the reviews, and at least on Yelp or Google or one of the main review sites, there was only 3 reviews, not enough to really get your certified information from. And next, so we're walking through Costco while we're kind of pondering. She's still reading her phone. And next thing you know, she's like, I'm reading the reviews on Reddit. I'm like, Reddit's not a credible source.
Yeah.
Like, what are you... That's like reading the review. That's like getting your political opinion from fucking Facebook. Like, what are you doing? And she's like, every single one of these, do not have sex on this bed. Bad for sex. Knees sink in, get stuck. Bad for sex. Like, she's in the middle of Costco, she's reading this off to me. And I'm like, that's not the selling point? Like, that's why we're not getting this bed? Because if I'm on top, my knees will get stuck in the bed? She's like, well, you got that bad knee. So, we didn't get that bed. Needless to say. We ordered one online, and it showed up today. And so, hopefully tomorrow, I'm a little less cranky when I get a good night's sleep on a nice new mattress. Maybe. Yeah, so today was just kind of a day of gifts.
Apparently.
Just kind of kept on coming.
Wow.
I noticed something new that I do with the bidet.
That's scary.
I don't know if it's normal. And I didn't Google it. I should have, but I didn't.
Definitely should have.
You're my go-to source for bidet do's and don'ts. Do you catch yourself like tornadoing, like swirling on the toilet seat to make sure you get all surface area of the poo covered?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Good. I'm not alone.
Nope. I do it too, just to make sure, like, because you want to make sure that, like, the spray hits everywhere, right?
So, I mean, I've been going on this bidet a year now. No problem. You know, I put the toilet paper back there, do a little dry. Nothing else coming off of it. I'm like, okay, I'm using it right. Things are going good. Boom, boom, boom. And here, maybe a month ago, I reached back, and it wasn't like a little smudge. It was like I missed my entire ass with the water. And it was one of those explosives.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time I pooped, same fucking thing. So next thing you know, I'm sitting on the fucking toilet just kind of circling around on the seat, making sure I got... And since then, we're back to no toilet paper skids, but I just wanted to know if that was normal. Because I could imagine what the fuck I look like doing it, and it's not a pretty picture.
See that? No, hopefully nobody's watching you do it.
It's the whole reason I fear public restroom. Because I'm so afraid people hear and see me poop. This is coming from a guy who will show his testicles, will drop trow in the middle of Fremont Street. But if I'm in a place where people poo and they know I'm pooing, I freak the fuck out.
I can see that.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's irrational, but it fucking is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. And then speaking of shitty... You fucking suck.
What'd I do?
What'd you do?
Yeah.
You sent me a movie recommendation.
Oh, I did. yes, I did.
You might be the worst friend ever. What in the fucking steaming pile of dog shit was fucking that?
I don't know. It was one of those things. It was like one of the channels I watch on like TikTok where he just like, look at this 80s movie or 90s movie you've probably never seen. And I saw it and I'm like, that looks like fucking dog shit. I need to make Matt watch it.
So,
but
mind you, you sent this to me on a Thursday at 5:27 a.m.
Yeah.
5:20. Then
that's your time. It was 7:30 my time.
We're just getting back to the you're an asshole stuff. Just,
oh, yeah, I know.
Just proving that. Then I didn't respond. And you waited till 12:30 to just go, I feel like we have to watch this before our next recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I did. I did my homework. I think I watched it before you.
You did.
Right? I did ask you what it was streaming on. I did not find it on Peacock. It was on Prime and I think Tubi TV.
Yeah, we found it on Prime.
So, I watched it. This movie is called Tammy and the T-Rex.
It was probably Paul Walker's best movie. Come on.
Are you fucking... There's no... Paul Walker's in a lot of good movies. He's just not good in any of them.
Well, yeah, I know. This is probably the best one.
This
His
one
best
was no
movie.
Different.
Well, I mean, he died and then became a fucking dinosaur. And then it's probably the best acting he's ever done. But he was an animatronic fucking dinosaur.
No. Oh, my God. Let me
and
see.
Denise Richards. Oh, my fucking God.
Whew. So this movie came out in 1994. Here is the synopsis of the movie. Because there's not one of our listeners. Period. Even if Danny Petruska is still fucking listening. Or if Kevin happens to turn on an episode, who both those gentlemen watched the most obscure out there shit. They've never seen
this. I will say, I did send it to Bree, and she told me to fuck off.
As in, we're not even going to attempt that? Or
yeah, pretty much. She's like, no. I told Bree that in one of these days, what we need to do is me and you need to start doing episodes by its cover and call it the nope episodes. the shit that Bree won't even like. She's like, no, not even doing.
So, here's the synopsis. An evil scientist implants the brain of Michael, a murdered high school student, into an animatronic Tyrannosaurus. He escapes, wreaks vengeance on his high school tormentors, and is reunited with his sweetheart, Tammy. Together, the couple tries to elude the mad scientist and the police to find a more appropriate vessel for Michael's brain. That is the synopsis of this movie. Now, what I will hand you, whether I like them or not, right? It's got a top billing cast.
It does. It has a really, I mean, that was one thing that surprised me, the cast. But it's one of those things, I think it's like one of those, like, this is the cast. Like, none of them had done anything big before then,
Oh, yeah, they
besides the
had.
Weekend at Bernie's guy.
Well, you also have John Franklin, who the
Which
mad
one was, oh.
scientist, he was the mad scientist.
That was Weekend at Bernie's guy.
The younger kid with the glasses, that
No,
was
who was that?
Malachi. Or,
Oh my
sorry,
God.
not Malachi. That was Isaac from Children of the Corn.
Okay. Now I was talking about like the main scientist guy, Terry Kaiser.
Yeah. So it's Denise Richards. I wanted to look this up, and I probably should have done it before right now, but let's just see what she was in prior to this movie. Or if this was the movie that launched her career.
I don't know about
If
launching her career.
somebody saw her in this and went, "Oh, she would be great in Wild Things." So she was in one episode of Life Goes On, which was less retarded than this movie. And they had Corky. Saved by the Bell, Married with Children, Doogie Howser, Erie. Oh, I forgot about the TV show Erie, Indiana. Beverly Hills
She was girl
90210.
number two.
The Ben
In
Stiller
Erie, Indiana.
Show. One episode of Seinfeld. She was in Loaded Weapon, the spoof with Emilio and, oh fuck, who was the black guy in that movie? I don't remember. One episode of Body of
Really?
Livings.
It was Samuel L. Jackson.
Was it Samuel?
Yeah.
One episode of Living Color, Against the Grain, Burke's Law, Looking Italian. One episode of Lois and Clark, and then Tammy and the T-Rex.
So she's like one episode of everything. So
It
she wasn't that high, real known yet.
No. It wasn't until 3 years later that she had her breakout in Starship Troopers. And then right after that was Wild Things. Let's see Paul Walker. Where was this on the Paul Walker scale? Somebody brought this movie up to Paul Walker and he rammed his car into a fucking tree. Like, that's how mad he was that he saw this fucking, that he did this. He's like, "Don't bring that up." I didn't realize he was in an episode of Charles in Charge. He was in
Wow.
23 episodes of a TV show called Throb. Three episodes of
the?
Highway to Heaven. He was in a Kellogg's Corn Pop cereal commercial.
Charles in Charge.
Who's the Boss? 32 episodes of The Young and Restless. And then Tammy and the T-Rex. And he was so bad in Tammy and the T-Rex, they put him on Touched by an Angel to be touched by that dad of that show. And then, let's see, it was, oh, he didn't have his breakout for 5 years later, which was in Varsity Blues. And then, like I said, or like you said, we had the guy from Weekend at Bernie's,
Yeah.
Terry Kaiser. You have Sean Whalen, who
Which I like, Sean Whalen.
I do too a lot. People Under the Stairs. He was
You want to know
also.
what's really bad? Do you know where I remember him the most from?
Mine's Twister. Where's yours?
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr.
He was in the milk commercial eating the peanut butter sandwich when they asked him the trivia question of who. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he's sitting there like screaming Aaron Burr, but he can't get it out because he doesn't have milk. And he's got all
I always
the
think of
peanut
him
butter sandwich.
from Twister.
Yeah.
What else has he been in?
I think he's been in a bunch. I mean, he's one of those guys I think that has
A
just been
lot of
in
B
a.
film type shit for sure.
Yeah. And he was in a lot of stuff, like, I think in the 80s and 90s,
He was
where
in
he did a
Charlie's
lot of.
Angels. the movie. Yeah. One episode of Just Shoot Me, Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore. One episode of Nash Bridges.
I mean, he goes all the way back. He was in the first Bueller TV series.
Well, that thing, that's right. He's the fucking heckler in That Thing You Do. The one who wants to know where he can buy the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, needless to say, this fucking movie
was amazing.
No, it wasn't.
It was awesome. No, it was bad. I mean, it was... Even I feel almost bad for making you watch it. But, I mean, come on. You made me watch Kung Fu and titties.
It's a lot of naked boobs and, I mean, Cousin Balky.
I mean, yes, true, but...
The rest of it, nobody cares about.
Yeah. Yeah, so no, it was, you gotta admit, the testicular, like, standoff, that was funny.
Yeah.
But that was the funniest part of the whole movie.
That part,
the rest of the movie
was
garbage.
And I kind of chuckled at the very end when his fucking brain orgasmed.
And she's giving him the striptease. I mean, I kind of felt like having orgasming while she's stripteasing, but...
Where they had his brain hooked up to the fucking camcorder so he could
and
see her.
And she was dumping alcohol on it?
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
God. And the fucking scenes where the dinosaur kills somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was... And then when they had the CGI, or not really CGI, but whatever, when they had the dinosaur, like, running... And you're like, wow. Like, I've seen better CGI in, like, the 70s.
Yeah,
she's just going with, like, stop motion or something.
This movie, you get a T-Rex fucking Denise Richards. You get a 30-second clip of two men grabbing each other's dicks.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
And you get a brain orgasming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, that's our review of the Oscars this year.
Yeah.
Paul Walker did it, baby.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't mean as much when you do it after death, but way to go, buddy.
I mean, maybe that's what his life is now. He's just a brain somewhere exploding every time someone strips in front of him.
Fuck, I hope not. God. I'm surprised. That
was like the one thing, like, me and Amber were watching it, and she said something about, like, Paul Walker, and I'm like, you realize that I'm not a huge fan of the Fast and Furious. I really only see him because she loves him, and out of all of them, Paul Walker is my least favorite.
He's my least favorite in everything he's in.
Yeah.
He,
like, out of everybody else, he's...
like James Vanderbeek in Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
He made me like Freddie Prinze Jr. in She's All That. Like,
well,
that's
you know
how much
who
I
he reminds
him.
Me of, and I think this is why I have. He reminds me of Tyler.
Well,
because when he does something stupid, he just gets that dumbass grin on his face. Like,
now you make, like, my words sound like an asshole.
What
I said? Now you make me sound like an asshole.
Oh, I'm saying it. Because he gets that stupid look on his face, and whenever he does something stupid, like, I'm dumb, and it's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah. God.
And I think that's why it drives me nuts.
All right. Well, I'd tell you to go check that movie out, but fucking go watch it. It's on Prime. It's free. It's 90 minutes long. Here, figure out what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah. It's great.
Well, it's a movie. It's 90 minutes you'll never get back, so make sure you're doing an activity while watching it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Denise Richards is kind of cute.
Yeah.
It's about the best thing I can say about that movie. I do have to say that the relationship, though, between the scientist and his, like, henchwoman did crack me up at multiple times.
Yeah. You know.
Like, the chew my rope.
The fact of fucking Paul Walker for Denise Richards was so bad that her next step was Charlie Sheen.
And that was a step up.
I know. That's how bad Paul Walker is.
Yeah.
God. All right.
He probably gave her the STDs that Charlie Sheen has.
Possibly. And then took him to hell with him.
Yeah.
Ah, all right. Well, it is a little short as I got to go get, I gotta go pick up the kids. But we actually
it's the same thing he says to Tosh all the time.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a little short.
No, I don't say it anymore. She knows.
Yeah.
No need to announce what she's been dealing with for almost two decades.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right. God, I'd love to say we'll be back same time next week, but the way life's been going, we'll be back when we're back. Fuck it.
Yeah, we'll be there.
The plan will be next week, but, you know, we'll see how the world works. So,
see what happens.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.